And it is 641. This is KDNK. On this Monday, August 14th, it is time for your KDNK local newscast. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. And we are live from Glenwood Springs this morning. Amy Haddon Marsh is on the line from Glenwood Springs Mall. And Amy, what is the what's the situation here on day one of the bridge closure?
Well, so far, it seems to be running fairly smoothly. Marty Rynearson and I are out at the Glenwood Springs Mall where the city is offering, they have like 40 dozen donuts and coffee for people who want to come out here and get free donuts and coffee. Then there are 400 parking spots at the West Glenwood Mall for people who want to park here and take the buses in. It looks like traffic is starting to pile up a little bit in the West Glenwood Springs roundabout and up through Midland. It stopped in the roundabout, but it's moving on Midland Avenue past the Glenwood Meadows. So people are upbeat, buoyant, excited about this, and hoping for the best.
42 dozen donuts, was that?
Something like that.
That'd take some cars off. That'd take some cars off the road.
I think so. It's got some great donuts from Colorado and coffee from Colorado. So anybody who's doing a van pool needs to stop in here and eat breakfast.
It's like a membership drive. Donuts.
That's right. Only better.
So everything going smoothly right now. And what about the additional parking as far as people vantpooling together? I know we've listed several spots anyway, but do you have more information
on that? Yeah, there's several spots, but I'm going to put on Tom Newland, who is project manager with Grand Avenue Bridge. Tom, thanks for joining me. Can you talk about the parking that's available?
Yeah, we have plenty of parking available, especially on the Hogback route between Parachute and Glenwood Springs. Go to our webpage at grandavbridge.codot.org, and you can get a list of all those parking areas. We're sitting here at the Glenwood Mall, and that parking lot is ready to accept cars. Take your shuttle up to the Ped Bridge, and then you can walk across to downtown.
Yeah, so there are various downtown parking lots, too, the ones in the city and the 27th Street Park and Ride.
I was reading in the Post-Independent, too, they've got a live blog going on and pictures of traffic, whatever, and said, as you said, that things seem to be running fairly smoothly so far. But there seems to be some big concerns about the afternoon rush hour being even more causing more backups than the morning commute, and I wonder if Tom would have something to say about that.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Tom, there seem to be some concerns about how the afternoon traffic could be a little bit more of a backup problem than the morning traffic. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the afternoon traffic will back up on Highway 82. Right now, we think it's going to be all right. We are really concentrating on the morning rush hour as the more critical one.
Okay, so you think that morning is going to be more critical than afternoon?
Yes, primarily because the backup is on I-70, which is safety critical.
So, Tom, how do you think it's going so far this morning? You've been in town as well as out here.
I started at 5 a.m., and the traffic was fine at that point. About 5:30, it started backing up, and I just rode the detour route on my bike. And you're right, it's ebbing and flowing. It's backing up at the roundabouts at 114 and at the 8th Street light.
Have there been any incidents?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. How are you going to be monitoring traffic in order to see whether 700 vehicles per hour have actually been pulled off the road?
Well, the first couple of weeks here, we're really going to be monitoring traffic and our traffic control plan to make sure that that works well. After that, we're going to start gauging traffic, and we're not too sure how we're going to do that yet, either through videos or actually riding it in person, but we'll start doing that in about a week.
What do you expect to be the biggest challenges?
The biggest challenge is going to be get those one out of every three cars off the road at rush hour. And I'm riding my bike just now. I saw a lot of other people doing the same thing, so I'm encouraged.
About how many people would you say you saw?
Boy, probably 20 or so at least, which on that bike route on Midland Ave is pretty good.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in Basalt, so my plan is to drive down to the Safeway in my truck, and then I get off and get on my bike and hit the trails.
Okay. What are your work hours going to be like for the next 95 days?
Well, I came in at 5 this morning, and I'll probably do that for the rest of the week. Then we might back off a little to 8 a.m., but we'll see.
Well, Tom Newland with the Grand Avenue Bridge Project, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Steve, do we have time for another brief interview?
We certainly do.
I'm with Catherine Trauger, who is a Glenwood Springs City Council member, and I saw you on your bike this morning, Catherine.
You did. I am planning to ride my bike through the 95 days, or if the weather gets too bad, since I'm a fair weather rider, I'll be taking the bus.
Where do you live?
I live in West Glenwood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the incentives for the contractor. We've been reporting that the contractor has quite a bit of a financial incentive to finish ahead of time. Can you talk about that?
You know, I actually don't know the specifics of that, Amy. I can't really speak to that.
Because we heard that it was like $25,000 a day. Who's paying that?
I have heard that. I believe that is that's a deal between CDOT and the contractor.
Okay, so the state would be paying that. Yeah. What does City Council expect to be the biggest challenges of this whole thing?
Just getting people out of their cars, learning to carpool, take bikes, walk. We just absolutely need to get those 700 vehicles per hour off of the streets. So that's the biggest challenge, right?
Catherine, this seems like this will be the biggest thing to happen, the biggest event during your time as a city council member. Your thoughts?
It is. It's really a historic event. I was down at the watching from the Fed Bridge last night as they closed the Grand Avenue Bridge. And, you know, there's a lot of sentimental value to that old bridge. But it's going to be a great thing. The new bridge is an iconic bridge, and we are very excited for what it will bring.
What was it like last night?
There were a lot of people down there. It was amazing. There were a lot of people along the Ped Bridge and just walking, and a lot of people driving back and forth across the bridge. So trying to be the last one, I think. So it was great. It was
Catherine Trauger, Glenwood Springs City Council member. Steve, back to you.
Well, thank you, Amy. Hey, you know, another thing that might be interesting, I don't know if you have a chance to talk to anybody with RAFTA, but just wondering what if they're operating at capacity or compared to what used to be a normal day, how many extra riders are on the bus this morning?
Well, I don't know that right now because nobody from RAFTA is here. So I will find that out because I'm going to be taking the Glenwood Springs shuttle over to 6th Street to get on the pedestrian bridge, walk over and head into town and see what's happening out there. Raleigh Burley will be handling the live broadcast in about an hour, and we'll just, you know, hang in there and report from downtown. And we'll have stuff on the news tomorrow and maybe later in the week about the Grand Avenue Bridge closure.
That sounds good. We'll take it from there, and I'm sure things will, well, it's good news that everything is moving slowly or moving steadily, slowly but steadily so far. And I thought it was very interesting, too, and we'll play the clip that you've already done at the top of the hour once again. But as far as maybe delivery traffic and some of those heavy trucks moving over McClure Pass, and I would think that would add... you know, would make a little more room on the main thoroughfare. So
there's signage on 82 that heavy trucks are supposed to go over Highway 133. So
there you go.
You know, we're going to have more truck traffic in Carbondale. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Do what the signage say. So thank you, Amy Haddon Marsh, reporting live from the Glenwood Springs Mall and day one of life without the old bridge.